Ambassador College presents Ghana Ted Armstrong. Today, Ghana Ted Armstrong warns of the frightening growth in world population and examines what can be done to alleviate this greatest of all problems. He also offers you a free booklet called Famine, Can We Survive?
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. Australians and New Zealanders don't have overpopulation problems, but are you ready for one of the most shocking statements you've ever heard? It's a horrible tragedy when you hear of starvation, malnutrition, famine, earthquakes in Managua, Nicaragua, typhoons, hurricanes, late monsoons, tens of thousands dying, all of the terrible things that make up the disaster element of our news today. But it seems to be even more poignantly alive when you isolate the individual. It seems to come home to us far more to see just one small, emaciated child with that bloated stomach in the final stages of malnutrition about to die than it is to hear quotations of 10,000 here or 40,000 there. One picture, of course, is worth 10,000 words, and it's enough to wring your heart. It's enough to break your heart when you think about these children. But are you ready for this? Are you ready for one of the most ironic, one of the most incredible, seemingly impossible statements you could ever hear? In spite of the fact of the hideousness of starvation, of calamities, of death in so many parts of the have-not countries, of the low life expectancy in India, the infant mortality rate in the Philippines, it is a truism of our incredible world of catastrophes that too many people are being born and that not enough are dying. Now that's got to be a sick statement, but that is a statement of fact. When it came time to finally get around to discussing pollution about 100 years too late and its threat to the very existence of the human race, never mind the fish and fowl we've already killed off, when the UN got around to organizing a conference on the subject, it took 2 years just to get the meeting together. And the result? Well, the world-famous man who attended as delegates told the waiting world, "Are you ready for the flash? The Earth," they said, "has an enormous problem, an ecological imbalance, in the population explosion and the lack of appropriate foodstuffs to feed the millions of human beings who are potential victims of starvation. These problems are so urgent, they should have been solved a decade ago, 2 decades ago, yesterday. They should have been solved long ago, and yet practically nothing has actually been done to even come to grips with them, define them clearly, let alone solve them. We're living on a planet that's become like a time bomb, according to leading scientists. The runaway population can't possibly continue to be supported by our very fragile ecosystem." When Dr. George Borgstrom, who is a population and food expert, said that half of the 1 billion children alive right now throughout the world will never reach adulthood, why don't we pay attention? It's as if we haven't heard. We're on a collision course with disaster. We hear these things, but it seemingly doesn't have meaning. That child that is hit by a car in our street, that's real. The person who was murdered in our city, that's real. But half the children now alive may starve to death? It's too big. We can't seem to grasp it. Well, if you want to get the total picture in all of its dizzying heights, you ought to write for this free booklet entitled Famine, Can We Survive? It's got good news as well as bad news, but at least you'll be informed. The demographers and population experts are worried. Can you believe by the year 2000 they claim the world's population will have reached the dizzying height of 6 to 7 billion human beings and about 35 years later will double again? It's only comparatively recently that people could even come up with such statistics. But this booklet fills you in on all of these and the consequences for the future and the solutions. Famine, it's called. Can We Survive? Send for your free copy.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Ghana Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.